Welcome to the Sunstone Magazine podcast, where you get the best of Mormon thought and experience in a succinct package. I'm Stephen Carter. This episode is entitled, Former Mormons Catechize Their Kids, a poem by Dana Patterson. In the beginning was chaos, cyclone, sky. In the beginning was death, hunger, the void. A thought, a word, matter unorganized. A big bang, an expanding universe, heavy elements formed in supernovan heat. A lotus on a lake of milk. A mass of water humming nun. Fire of Muspel and ice of Niflheim and emptiness of Genungagap. A baobab tree, an egg-shaped cloud, sea slime emergent land, a white-blossomed tree that gives corn and light, a black-and-white deer. In the beginning was the Creator who made his nephew Sodenang, Rangi, and Papa. Heaven and earth, Olerun, neither male nor female, transcending both. There was Gaia, Mother Earth, Eros, desire, and Tartarus, the underworld. There was Brahma, splitting self into matching selves like cell mitosis in order to mate himself to herself. There was Ymir, the frost giant, sweating children from his armpits. The spirit master of the center of heaven. The august, wondrously producing spirit. And the divine, wondrously producing ancestor. There was the spirit world. Heavenly mother and father and their billions of spirit children. Elohim, the powerful ones. Moshe Manito, the Great Spirit, the kingdom of everlasting truth ruled by the Naba Zidwende. A pantheon of gods. Sa, god of death, and his eloper son-in-law, Alantangana. Buri, licked free from an ice block by the good cow, Outhumla. Izanagi and Izanami, descended from the floating bridge of heaven to birth Japan's islands. The hero twins, Jablanque and Hunapu, ball players and demon slayers. There was Manabush, the great rabbit, thieving tobacco and first fire for his people. The giant Pangu, whose voice was thunder and whose breath was wind. Jesus, unscrolling the skin of his chest to reveal his sacred heart, sword skewered in a flame. Obatala, with his snail shell of sand and long golden chain and sacred egg near his heart. There was Odin Allfather, Thor Thunder God, and Loki Trickster, who turned mare and bore the eight-legged colt Sleipnir. A pantheon of goddesses, with her lioness head, Tefnut, goddess of moisture, greening the Nile River Valley. A set of the cow horns and golden disc. Hathoru, goddess of delights, rattling her sistrum. Nebethut, goddess of service. In her hands, a mummy's linen. Spider Woman, spinner of life. Tiamat, goddess of salt seas, whose tear tracks are the Tigris and Euphrates. Nuwa, the lonely goddess, who melted river rocks to patch the breaking sky. Bright, shining woman, who says when a baby will come, or when a woman will bleed. Athena, gray-eyed goddess of wisdom, bursting from her father's frontal lobe, fully armored. Aphrodite, born of her castrated father's spilled seed in a frothy foam of fecundity. Demeter with her wheat sheaf, Artemis with her silver arrows and bow, Hera of the peacock. Skadi on her frozen skis, the Valkyries whisking the wounded away, bearing the battle fallen to Valhalla. Frigg the foreknowing, Hel, daughter of Loki, gathering in the sickened and elderly. Freya and her falcon feather cloak. Eden and her juvenescent apples. And they made humans. They made them from spittle mixed with yellow, red, white, and black earth. They made them from driftwood they found on shore. They sprang whole from Ra's tears. They transformed them from bear, eagle, beaver, sturgeon, wolf, and crane. They made them from turquoise, Mexican opal, red ochre, white clay, abalone, pollen, iron ore, white rock, jet, and water scum. From the blood of slain enemy gods they made them. They made them black, a strong color, different from the red sun and the white moon. The Earthmaker baked them in a hearth, half-baked white, overbaked black, and just right red. Moon made love to evening star, and on the third day, girls and boys were born. And the humans were named Eve and Adam, Selu and Kanadi, ancestral woman and ancestral man, La Ilai and Ki'i and Cain, Pyrrha and Deucalion. And the purpose of humans? They were shaped to be slaves, to free lesser gods from labor. They were made to assuage the ache of loneliness. They were made in the image of Elohim, male and female. They were made by accident, spilled to earth in Ra's sorrow. They were made like little clay pets, baked or breathed on to give them life. They were made to be tried and tested. Would they obey their gods? They were made to worship and remember their creator. And did they remember? On the made world, they forgot the creator again and again. Yahweh greened a garden paradise called Eden, and the humans were expelled for eating forbidden fruit. The gods regretted their human creations. Earth was purged. Some people were saved by burrowing down to live with ants, sharing their food. The ants tightening and tightening their tiny belts. Some humans were saved in an ark, a floating zoo, while the creator erased the slate. First by fire, then ice, then flood. Glaciers melted, ice caps shrank. Polar bears went hungry. A great flood. And that multi-hue ribbon arcing across the blue? God's promise, he's done with the flooding. And the elite path to Midgard. And our sun prismed by airborne droplets. And the future of humankind and the earth? The four horsemen of the apocalypse will bring death, famine, war, and conquest. Christ will come again in robes of red. Gog and Magog will drink all the water of the Tiberius. The great wolf Fenrir will swallow the sun, and Yggdrasil, the world tree, will burn. Sa, god of death, will come to claim Alantagana's descendants. Fire and ice, flood and desolation. The world will grow hotter and hotter, like a giant greenhouse smothered in sun heat, unless... Wherein lies redemption? In the prophets who spin stories for their people, Abraham and his seed numerous as stars. Moses with his brazen serpents on a staff. Jesus guiding the doubter's hand to his perpetual wounds. Muhammad dictating the angel Gabriel's words. Buddha meditating on a lotus. Elijah's empty chair. Joseph Smith peering into a dark hat at the peepstone. Words floating up to his eyes in phosphorescing light. Wherein lies redemption? In the prophetesses who lead. Miriam helping to guide her people through the desert. Deborah deliberating under a date tree. Anna pronouncing the child good. Eliza R. Snow penning poems about Heavenly Mother. Emily Dickinson sewing her fascicles by candlelight. Mother Teresa lifting scraps of bodies from the streets. Jane Goodall learning the language of chimpanzees. Malala in sunset headscarf, telling her story on stage. Wherein lies redemption? In parents turning their hearts to their children. Children turning their hearts to their parents. In shorter showers and flicking off the unused lamp. Hybrid buses and solar power. In sharing poems, songs, stories by lovelight. This web of wondrous narratives. That concludes Former Mormons Catechize Their Kids by Dana Patterson. That concludes this episode of the Sunstone Magazine podcast. We appreciate you being a Sunstone subscriber and hope you enjoy this audio format. Encourage your friends to join us by becoming a patron at patreon.com/sunstone. If you would like to further support Sunstone's efforts, visit sunstone.org/donate, where you can make a tax-deductible contribution. We'll be back soon with another installment of the best of Mormon thought and experience. Thanks for listening.